off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Good, very nice to have you back in the studio and to be talking about this book, which I think a lot of people will be looking forward to hearing about.
I think so too. The much-anticipated new novel by Ishiguro, who has done so many novels, Remains of the Day, Never Let Me Go. He's a Booker winner, a Nobel Prize winner, Arthur C. Clarke winner.
Gosh, the list goes on.
The list goes on. But Clara in the Sun is a really, really wonderful book, and in some ways reminds me a little bit of Remains of the Day, in the same way that Remains of the Day was set at like the end of the British Empire and the cusp of sort of like a new modernity. I think Clara in the Sun, I guess by the end of the book, it's like a little bit hard to tell whether it's set in at nearing the end of the technological revolution or right. The end of humanity.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Sounds awesome.
It's really, really great. It's like told through the eyes of an artificial friend, Clara, who sort of like sits there and waits for a family to choose her every day in this shop. And she is a B2 robot, which means that unlike the newer B3 robots, she has like a deficiency. And it takes a while for her to be chosen. So AFs exist in this like, I guess, near future as like companions for lonely kids.
Okay.
And so she's chosen by this young girl named Josie and her mother. And the entire book is told through the observations of Clara as she becomes, I guess, more intelligent and more self-aware. And through like these little dialogues and these sort of daily transactions, you learn through the eyes of Clara sort of what does it mean to be human.
Wow.
It starts off being very, very subtle, and then you kind of, I think that there's a part in the book where you start sort of thinking what happens beyond where is this moving towards, but then by the end it's such an eerie and intelligent and like slightly soul-crushing ending.
That's a very Ishiguro vibe.
Very Ishiguro vibe, the subtle sort of build-up.
Take your feelings and squash them.
I think it really, really blew me away. And I also think like it's a really interesting way to be thinking about the internet now. Even the way that like she kind of makes like these human observations, and you learn so much about how like AI develops.
That's really interesting.
And I thought a lot about the Google ethicist Timnit Gebru, who was recently fired for co-authoring an article on the language models used by AI.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think that this is a really interesting companion to those conversations.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I think since the idea of AI has been around, people have been fascinated with where the line between like humanity and artificial intelligence exists. And we've seen it play out in stories and films and, you know, all sorts of media for decades now. But every time I feel like Ishiguro tackles this, it's done differently and in a way that's like quite... it moves into territory that I'm never quite expecting it to go into.
For sure. And I think because he has, he's just got such a masterful command of like language. So these like really specific details in their conversations will add like another layer to like an idea that you might have like thought overheard before. It adds like another emotional resonance to it. Like even the way that like, you know, so the AI is sort of Clara, she's programmed by the mother and slightly in ways that test like her understanding of ethical behavior, and in one of like she sort of talks to like the teenage girl and she's like, I'm here to ensure that no hanky-panky occurs. And just like, you know, just like that really specific use of that like earnest language. I don't know. He just sets such a vivid picture.
And that's so interesting.
Yeah, he's got a very specific view.
And it is something that he comes back to in his writing often. Do you feel like it's a new take for him on that kind of concept as well?
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's like a new take on, I think, what he kind of wrote in Remains of the Day, the idea of like what happens when something in humanity or our culture becomes obsolete. And I think what feels new about this is it becomes difficult to discern, it becomes difficult to tell like how, whether we're like slightly living in this time now or whether it's cool. In the future. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm really keen to read this. Remind us of the title.
Clara and the Sun by Ishiguro, and I think it should be out in stores any day now.
Awesome, that's very exciting. We'll be putting that at the top of my reading list. Thank you, Suri.
Thank you, Rachel.
Have a lovely morning.
You too.
That was Loose Reads.
And the